Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And today is Sunday. It's Memorial Day weekend. And I just basically just wanted to give a shout out to all of my people that are, you know, that are in the service. I salute you guys. I don't know how you guys do it, fighting for this country that doesn't even fight for us. Let me not get into any politics, but I just wanted to give you guys a shout out. Thank you so much for saving us and, you know, serving a country that, you know, we already know what America is given right now, so I'm not going to go into that. But I wanted to give a shout out to all of you guys and the people that we lost, people that we lost back in the day that was fighting for us. Thank you so much. Your contribution to us has not been forgotten or ignored. So I'm going to get into something a little bit more softer and less heavy and political. I was invited to a few barbecues today. I was invited out to eat to a few places today. And I chose to stay in the house. I just don't know what it is. Like, I went out last night with one of my guy friends. I had a blast. Like, he's so funny. He's just chill. You know, we're just friends. But he invited me last night. He's like, yo, what are you doing? I want to take you on a date. And mind you, I've known him for almost 3 years now. And we've never went on a date. We've always done, like, you know, like real chill stuff where you ain't got to spend no money. Like, you know, go in the park, maybe have a bottle of wine and, you know, just kick it. And I'm fine with that because, like I said, we're just dating. Not even dating. Let me not say that. We're just friends. So it's nothing serious. But he called me last night, like, I want to take you on a date. So I'm like, I know I'm being punked. Like, stop it. And he's like, no, I'm serious. I want to take you on a date. I got everything. Just, you know, when you get dressed, hit me up. So mind you, yesterday was Saturday. I wasn't going to go out because I've just been in this, like, kind of funk. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, normally I was like a social butterfly, guys. I was going out every weekend. I think after these past couple of weeks and dealing with grief and things like that, my whole mood has changed. I don't really want to go out. I want to stay home. I want to cook. I want to watch movies. I want to work out. I want to do anything that it is that is just less maintenance. I don't necessarily feel like getting all dolled up all the time, doing my hair and makeup. Like, I just don't. I don't have that energy in me. So, like, today I was, like, invited to a few events and a few things, and it sounded really fun, but I really just don't even feel like it. I ain't even going to hold you. I just don't feel like it. I'm supposed to meet up with one of my friends. He's in the Navy. He got here, I believe it was Thursday he got here, and we were supposed to meet up. So today we're supposed to have dinner at 7 o'clock, and it's almost 5, and I'm debating if I really want to go. I'm just like, I don't know what it is. It's not depression because I'm not depressed. I have no reason to be depressed, to be honest. I don't know what it is. I'm just not feeling like myself. You know, like my old self, I'm like the life of the party. I'm always ready to go. Let's get it popping. Let's go have some fun. But lately, I have not been feeling that girl, like that the girl that was the life of the party and like to go out and have a cocktail every now and then. I just don't want to. I want to stay home, drink water, and take my CMOS capsules and, you know, focus on my health and my well-being and my mental health. I just don't want to be sitting in anybody's bars. I don't want to go on dates that I feel is pointless. Like, I'd rather not. I'd rather go home and cook me a nice meal and have a nice glass of wine by myself. And believe me, I choose to be by myself. I don't have to be by myself. Like, people always wonder, why are you alone? It's because I choose to be alone. That's, I think when you get older, you just rather be in your own company than to be around a whole bunch of people just talking a whole bunch of nonsense. I'm not really good with small talk, to be honest. And I feel like if I I'm around someone, it's because I really genuinely enjoy their company, because I'm not going to go on a date just for free food. I got my own money. And not only that, I just don't have the patience. I don't really want to entertain a fake conversation that I'm not interested being in. So I just like being by myself, and I'm trying to decide because it is Memorial Day weekend. My daughter just went out with her friends. I think they're going to go get something to eat. And she was like, Mom, you want me to go because I wanted some seafood. she's like, you want me to go to the fish market and go get you some food? And I was like, yeah. And then I changed my mind and I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, go have a good time with your friends. I'll just walk over there. I'll just take a walk. It's beautiful outside. And I'll just take a walk over there, get some vitamin D, and, you know, just go walk through the park, be around nature. And then as soon as she left, I changed my mind. I'm like, you know what? Let me just order some DoorDash and order my seafood over the app so I can sit down and eat it in my own home. And that's what I chose to do. So I hope you guys are enjoying your Memorial Day weekend. I hope you guys are having a good time with family and friends. I hope you guys are eating well. And I hope you guys are staying sucker free. Because you know, around Memorial Day weekend, people like to act a fool. People get drunk and they drive or they act a fool. And there's always some nonsense. So if you know anybody that's drinking and driving, don't get in that car. And make sure they don't get in the car either. Hopefully they have an Uber or a Lyft or something, or a designated driver. Because during the holidays, you know, the summer isn't here yet, people act a damn fool. They don't know how to control themselves, especially, I'm not going to just say especially young people, because it'd be those old heads that act a damn fool too. You understand me? So if you know anyone that is going to go have a good time tonight and going to go celebrate and get tipsy, make sure they're not driving. And if they don't have a driver, just order them an Uber and call it a day. I'm telling you, it has saved a lot of time and it saved someone's life. And yeah, I'm going to probably just stay home. Watch the, what's that show on Zeus? That very toxic. I think that's one of the most toxic things I've ever do on Sundays. Instead of listening to gospel, I watch that show, The Bad Boys Club on Zeus Network. It is absolutely ratchet and toxic, but you know, it's entertaining. It's absolutely hilarious. It's like a house full of gay boys and straight guys. And Orlando Brown is in it. I think he's absolutely hilarious. He's so ignorant and he's always in the media with some nonsense that he's speaking about other celebrities. So it's just really entertaining to watch it. I don't feel like getting pretty today. You know, I don't feel like wearing, you know, something all fly. And you, I'm just not in that mood. And I really wish I was in that mood. And I'm like, is it because I'm getting older? Is it because I'm still grieving? Is it because, I don't know what it is, because I'm really not depressed. I have no reason to be depressed. I'm blessed. Right now, I'm working on some new things and I'm looking at new places to move. I'm ready to get out of Harlem and I'm just ready to take some new steps towards the direction where I'm trying to go for my future. And I just don't have time to just be wasting on nonsense. And not saying that going on a date with someone is nonsense. It's just that I have to be in that energy. I have to really be in that energy. And I'm not really in that energy looking for love. Like, if it finds me, that's great. But I'm just not in that energy. Like, when I was in my 20s, I was that girl that liked to have fun. And I would go on probably 3 dates a day. Yes, very toxic. I would go on a date for breakfast in the morning. I would go on a date for lunch. And I'll probably go on a date for dinner. Now, you're lucky to get me outside. Because I feel like I don't even want to go. Like, I have everything I need in my crib. I have food. I have everything that I need. I have comfort. I don't need to be in nobody's restaurant or bar. But I'm not going to say never, never. I might do still go out because my friend, like I said, he's in the Navy and I haven't seen him since New Year's Eve. We went to brunch New Year's Day, and it's been a while. So I think I might hang out with him for a little bit because that's something that we've planned a long time ago and I just have to get out of the funk. But if I still feel like this around 6 o'clock, then I'm going to have to tell him maybe we can reschedule to tomorrow. I don't know if he's going to be here tomorrow. I'm not sure. But if not, I hope he understands that your girl is just not in the vibes. I'm not in that kiki vibe. Like, I have my moments when I want to kiki all day and laugh and talk and travel and be like a tourist in my neighborhood. Today's not that day. I'm surprised that I went out yesterday. Literally, I went out because my friend that I went out with is a good vibe. So I knew that I was going to be good. I knew that it wasn't going to have to be anything forced or fake. He understands me. I understand him. And it's just straight friendship. And that's what I was looking for. It was nothing like, what's your favorite color and what's your favorite food? It's none of that. It was straight vibes. We had some drinks. We had some food. And we vibed. And then I went home. Called it a night. And I woke up today with a whole bunch of texts. Like, what are you doing today? You want to go hang out? A lot of my friends is like, you want to go to this barbecue? Come on, get dressed, meet me here. Let's go to brunch. And I'm just like, I'm not subscribing to any of that right now. So I just wanted to say, what's up, guys? I'm long-winded. You guys that listen to me, you already know that, but I'm not going to have this go over 11 minutes. It's already 10 minutes. And this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I hope you guys are doing well and stay sucker-free, because somebody's always trying to ruin your day, and don't let them do it. And on that note, love you guys. Stay safe. Peace out. Bye.